Siyacela Nkosi Jesu ukuthi ube phakathi kwethu ngomoya wakho ongcwele.
We ask you, Lord Jesus, to be in our midst by your Spirit, your Holy Spirit.
Uthinte izinhliziyo zethu, sebenze kithi.
Touching our hearts, working in our hearts.
Siphume lapha enkonzweni siqinisiwe, sithole amandla amasha.
That we will be able to leave the service encouraged, strengthened, revived.
Amen.
Amen.
The text lanamuhla.
Today's text.
Silthole ngokaMathewu isahluko sangamashumi amabili nesithupha.
Matthew 26.
Kusukele besini la ngamashumi amane nesikhombisa.
From verse 47.
Kuze kube ivesi lamashumi amahlanu.
Till verse 50.
Njengokuba sekusondele izinkonzo zePasika, ukufa nokuvuka kwenkosi yethu, sithanda ukuba sibheke khona ngezwi leNkosi.
Now this text is in keeping with the approaching Easter time that we look at that particular time of the Lord.
Asiqaleke evesini langamashumi amane nesikhombisa.
Let's start with verse 47.
Esakhuluma bheka kwafika enesixuku esikhulu sinezinkemba nezinduku sivela kubapriest abakhulu namalunga esizwe.
And while you're still speaking, behold, Judas, one of the 12, with a great multitude with swords and clubs, came from the chief priests and elders of the people.
Kepha umkhaphelayo wayebanika isiboniso sokuthi lowo engiyakumanga nguye, mbambeni yena.
Now his betrayer had given them a sign saying, whomever I kiss, he is the one, seize him.
Wafika ke masinyane kuJesu wathi, Rabbi, wamanga.
Immediately he went up to Jesus and said, greetings, Rabbi, and kissed him.
UJesu wayesethi kuye, mngane, ubabeleni na?
Then Jesus said to him, friend, why have you come?
Asiqine lapha.
We'll read thus far.
Ngithanda ukukhuluma ngesenzo sika Judas Iscariote obe omunye wabayishumi nambili engumfundi kaJesu.
I'd like to speak about this deed of Judas Iscariot, he who was one of the chosen 12 disciples of Jesus.
Angiboni ukuthi kukhona isono esimnyama esibi kunalesi esenziwa uJudas Iscariot.
I don't see that there is any sin so wicked, so depraved as this of Judas Iscariot.
UJesu washo wathi kumele ukuthi kwenzeke kodwa maye kuye.
Jesus said, it must happen, but woe to the one through whom it will happen.
UJudas Iscariot ungube ngomunye obehamba noJesu emazi kahle iminyaka emithathu.
Now, he knew the Lord Jesus well, having been with him, close to him, traveling with him for 3 years.
Ubemazi uJesu phansi naphezulu.
He knew Jesus, everything about him.
Ubezizwa zonke inshumayelo zakhe ezingazange zishunyayezwe emhlabeni.
He heard all his sermons that had never been preached like this manner, in this manner on earth before.
Akekho wake wakhuluma njengenkosi yethu eshumayela kanjalo ezaziwa uJudas.
No one had ever preached like this man preached, known by Judas.
Akekho cisha siki senzo senkosi uJesu isimanga senzile engekho uJudas Iscariote.
And I don't think there's any miracle that had been performed without Judas Iscariot being aware of it.
Ubehamba nenkosi yethu emini nasebusuku.
For he was with the Lord day and night.
Edabula umhlaba kanye naye uJesu.
Traveling with him, crossing the land with Jesus.
Eboni zimanga zikaJesu.
Seeing the miracles of Jesus.
Eluzwa uthando lwakhe aluvezayo kubantu.
He felt the love that Jesus had shown to people.
Ngisho yena qobo lwakhe wathenjwa.
And he himself, that is Judas, was trusted.
Ngoba baze bamethemba ngangokuba akube yena ozophatha isikhwama semali.
To the point that he was made the treasurer of the money bag.
Ubehamba noJesu ezwa ebona kufezeka konke lokho okhulunywa abaprofeti.
He could witness as he traveled with Jesus that all that the prophets had said were being fulfilled in him, in the Lord.
Ukuthi uJesu nguMesiya.
That Jesus is the Messiah.
Uyindodana kaNkulunkulu.
Is the Son of God.
Kodwa okudabukisayo.
Sadly though.
Kancane, kancane, kancane uSathane wangena.
Little by little, Satan found entrance.
Mhlawumbe ube iqhenya eyiphakamisa ebone nesikhundla esikhulu kunabo bonke.
Maybe he was proud, seeing himself as having a position that was higher than the others.
Ethenjwa futhi ngabanye abafundi nenkosi yakhe. Ngoba ke kuthathe noma bani ongathembekile ukuba aphathe isikhwama semali.
Trusted by his fellow disciples and the Lord, for you don't just ask anybody to be the treasurer.
Angazi empeleni ukuze amkhaphele uJesu kwaba ngasizathu sini.
And I don't know what the actual reason was for him to betray Jesus.
Noma mhlawumbe wayiqhenya eyiphakamisa kakhulu ezibona eutho.
Was it perhaps that he felt so lofty, elevated, and he became proud?
umuntu oyiphakamisayo oyiqhenyayo akafuni ukusolwa uthanda ukuphathwa kahle noma uthi uyamkhalima kancane nje umsole kancane nje aphatheke kabi.
One who is proud hates being corrected. Even the slightest gentle correction upsets him.
Siyakhumbula ngokugcotshwa kowesifazane egcoba inkosi uJesu eBethania.
If one thinks of that woman who came, that woman of who came in Bethany,
uMaria,
Mary,
wathatha leyo nglazi eyemali enkulu namafutha amahle wamgcoba uJesu.
Who took that vase with very expensive perfume anointing the Lord Jesus.
UJudas Iscariot wamkhuza uMaria.
Judas Iscariot,
hey, yini le oyenzayo?
Rebuked her sharply. What is this that you're up to?
Lamafutha abene nakudayiswa yini ngemali enkulu bese kuphiwe abampofu.
Couldn't this oil have been sold for a very high price and then the money distributed to the poor?
Bese lithizwi ubenge nandaba ngabampofu kodwa wakusho ngoba yena elisela.
But the Bible says of that incident, he didn't say that because he loved the poor, but because he was a thief.
Mhlawumbe nakulesi sikhathi kukhona abantu abakhuluma ngabampofu ukuthi kusizwe abampofu. Kodwa abanandaba nabampofu. Bakusho ngoba befuna imali, bethanda imali, bengamasela.
You also get those in this era who speak so highly of the poor, though they don't have a heart for them at all. Instead, they have a thieving spirit and they love the money.
UJesu wamkhuza phambi kwabo bonke. Wathi myeke. Ngoba lokhu akwenzayo umgcobela ukufa kwami.
Jesus said, leave her alone. For what she does for my burial.
Mhlawumbe umuntu oyiqhenyayo, oyiphakamisayo, ozibona emkhulu, akathandi ukusolwa. Uma uthi uyamsola nje, uphatheka kabi.
And also, a proud person is likely to not want any rebuke and is very upset and angered.
Kungenzeka ukuthi ulokhuza uJudas Iscariot azahlukane noJesu wahlukaniswa yilokho ngoba kambalwa uJesu bemsola naphambi kwabanye.
Could it be that this incident is what parted him from Jesus? For it was very seldom that he had been rebuked before others.
Noma uJesu esehlele tafuleni nabo etho munye kinina uzongkhaphela.
Even when Jesus sat with them and him at the table and said, one of you will betray me.
Bahlabeka oPetro oJohane naye uJudas khobo lwakhe but ngabe imina Nkosi.
And each one was touched, convicted. Even Judas was one of those who said, "Can it be me, Lord?"
Wayesethatha uJesu waphulisingwa wasigxobhoza esitheni. Wathi lowo ogxobhozisingwa sakhe kanye nam esitheni wuye ozongikhaphela.
Then the Lord took bread, putting it then into that dish, saying, "The one who puts his bread with me into the dish, he will betray me." And rebuked him before all.
Why say tikuye loko kondu kwenza kwenza masisha?
And said, "What you intend to do, do quickly."
Umuntu ophakeme ozibona emkhulu.
A person who's proud, seeing themselves as being elevated.
Ozbona mhlambe ehlaniphile.
Very intelligent. They think that of themselves.
Ezbona ngesikhundla anaso. Seeing
that their position is more important than others.
Lo muntu akathandi kusolwa.
Such a person dislikes any rebuke.
Uma umsola kancane nje uphatheka kabi.
Even the slightest rebuke angers him.
Ikakhulu kangakanani uma uJesu esemsola phambi kwabo bonke.
How much more if they are rebuked by Jesus in front of all?
Abanye abafundi bebengazi ukuthi ubani ozomkhaphela.
Some of the other disciples didn't know who would betray him.
Noma ekhuluma ngokusobala okugxobhoza isinkwa sakhe kanye nami esitsheni wuye. Ayi, abakuzwanga, abaqondanga.
Even when the Lord made it clear who it would be, the one who puts his bread into the dish with him, the disciples, the other disciples still did not see properly.
Kodwa,
however,
uJudas Iscariot ubazi kahle ayeqonda ukwenza nalokho ayesekwenzile.
Judas Iscariot knew full well what he was up to and what he had already done.
Noma ekhuzwa,
despite the rebuke,
noma eyiphakamisa,
and his haughtiness,
noma singakanani emehlweni ethu,
it doesn't matter how big the person might be in our eyes.
Akufanele ukuba singavumi singathandi ukusolwa.
We should never get to the point where we get angry and indignant because of a rebuke.
Akufanele.
Never. It is not right.
Uma kukhona umuntu okusolayo, uma kukhona umuntu ozakuwe ekusola,
if somebody comes to you,
ungaphatheki kabi,
and rebukes you, don't get upset.
Thokoza, jabula.
Rejoice, be glad.
Uma uphatheka kabi,
for if you open that door, you are giving entrance to the same Satan who then entered into Judas Iscariot to betray the Lord.
Judas Iscariot, wazowamdayisa uJesu ngenhlamba ezingamashumi amathathu zesilive into engelutho edelelekile ngoba isigqila besithengwa ngaleyo mali.
And some will get so upset, even now there are those that will get so angered that they will sell the Lord Jesus for 30 silver pieces. Nothing, really. It was the price of a slave.
UJesu wathi akukuhle ukuthi umuntu abe yedwa.
Jesus said it's not good that a person should be alone.
Ngoba uma umuntu eyedwa angawa kalula kabi.
For when a person is alone, he can fall easily.
Uma engafundi ukuyalwa noma ukhuzwa ezibone emkhulu ehlakaniphile esethuthuthi phakeme no ngezindlela eziningi ungayiqhenya ngezinto eziningi ngobuhle bakho ngokuhlakanipha kwakho ngengubo zakho. Umuntu ayiqhenye ngento eyizeleze njengokuba uthi umuntu ayiqhenye mhlawumbe ngeminyaka yakhe noma ngesikhundla sakhe.
A person can be proud because of anything. It might be their clothing, it might be their beauty, it might be their position, their age, whatever it is.
Genxa yokungenwa izono wazenzisa. Genxa yokuqhenya kwakhe wazenzisa. Elisela kodwa ekumboza.
And because of this, he was hypocritical and he covered it up.
Futhi ube njengoJudas Iscariot uvele usole nje omunye. Usole uMaria ngesenzo sakhe. UJesu wathi myeke akwenze lokho akwenzayo.
You might also be the one who scolds another person too quickly, and you just quickly, like Judas, rebuked the woman for what she had done, and Jesus had to rebuke him. You might be proud because of your abundance of possessions and your becoming great.
Angibona ukuthi ngiyadingeka ukunichazela ukuthi ukuyiqhenya nokuyiphakamisa kuyintoni.
Many things. I don't think I need to spell them all out. All the things that can cause you to become arrogant.
Kodwa lo muntu akafuni ukutshelwa, akafuni ukululekwa, akafuni ukusolwa.
Such a person doesn't like to be counseled, instructed, rebuked, and gets upset.
So-and-so.
And a person gets angry. How can that person dare to rebuke me like that?
Kusho ukuthi uJudasi.
So Judas.
Lezi zinto zamphatha kabi.
These things angered him.
Wangenwa inzondo.
Hatred.
Zonda uJesu. Lobu buhla bekuzwa phambili. Lobu bumnandi ayikuzwa ngoJesu. Ubengasakuzwa. Usephatheke kabi ngalo muntu.
Hatred, anger, and dislike entered into him. Gone was that joy, and now he was upset with the person who had caused this. Wishing evil. For when you have hatred in your heart, there's a maliciousness that enters in, so that you are glad when you see him in trouble and you speak about it and you say, that sickness, it's a direct result of what they've done. This became hatred. Grew in him. And wished that Jesus would die. Always hypocritical, being a Pharisee. Treated Jesus as if though he was his greatest friend. For when he met him, he kissed and embraced him, for that was the Jewish way of friends at that time. But lies and hypocrisy are inseparable twins. Came like a friend of Jesus. And then the enemies got the opportunity to seize him. Judas leading the pack. So what had happened, he wasn't a real true friend of Jesus anymore. He rather identified with the Pharisees and Sadducees, those who wanted to kill him.
40.
And? Became a murderer in his heart. But didn't let on. Didn't share with anybody, at least not the true disciples of the Lord. Instead, those who he shared with were the enemies. Listen to what I say.
Paul wrote
to the Romans, saying, may your love be without hypocrisy. Hate evil.
Okubi kufanele ukuthi kunyanyeka kube into enyanyekayo. Niyazi into enyanyekayo inyanyeke. Awufuni ngayo. Ivusa uhlevana kuwe, hayi ngokujabula kodwa ngenzondo.
Evil should be something that rises up within you in an attitude of disgust towards evil. We must be disgusted with evil. evil, hate it.
Kodwa kuyinto esethusayo.
But it's shocking.
Uma umuntu obeseseduze kangaka kuJesu.
If a person who was so close to Jesus,
ekanye nabafundi bakaJesu,
with the very disciples of Jesus,
edetela isone singane njengoba singene,
permitting the smallest sin to enter. Be very careful.
Gongo Musa uguba umfundika Jesu umuntu okholwayo.
It is only grace if a disciple of Jesus, a believer, stands true right to the end. Never turning aside on the way.
Kodwa enamathele. Bekufanele ukuba sifunde indaba kaJudas. Isithinti sihlabe ithi, hawu uNkulunkulu ngihawukele mina soni. Ukuba ngithembeke kuwe ngomusa wakho kuze kube sekugcineni ngoba ziningi ingozi ezisendleleni.
But remains focused on the Lord always. We should tremble. We should be in fear before the Lord as we hear this about Judas Iscariot.
Linda uthandaz.
That is why the Bible says, watch and pray.
Ungakathandazi, linda, linda. Njengoba iphoyisa lilinde ebusuku, umgadi wendlu alinde. Ngoba nini isitha singaqhamuka.
Even before you pray, you need to watch. Like a watchman, a night watchman, you need to be on your guard. For at any time, the enemy can approach. It is dangerous. For sin can start in the smallest way.
Kube umuntu nje ujwayelane naye ukujwayela nje.
You start being pally with a certain person.
Wie ein Deutscher mal sagte, wenn du gefallen hast an einen Menschen oder an ein Mädchen, dann bist du schon gefallen. Uma ujwayelena nomuntu uthanda ukuba seduze kwakhe nje nixoxe kube khona ubuhlobo uzusho wena ntombazana ukuthi phela isihlobo sami lo muntu kanti kukhona uphoyizeni usathane sewufakile kuwe.
Be very careful lest you start becoming so close to somebody through whom sin can enter.
Bekhonintombazana,
a certain girl,
eMelika, eyayikhulela emzini wokholwa.
An American girl who grew up in a Christian family.
Ubenephimbo elihle.
Had a beautiful.
Kube ngathakekho kwazi ukucula njengaye.
Had a most beautiful voice that seemed like no one could sing like she could.
Ubecule ekhwayeni lesonto.
She would sing in the Sunday, in the church choir.
Kube ngathakekho onephimbo elishayino tephansi njengaye kuphukuphukuphuke kungakubikho umuntu onephimbo elishaya phezulu njengaye.
And it seemed like
kwaze kuthi hayi akekho umuntu onjengaye emhlabeni.
It seemed like there was no female voice that could go to such a low octave and to the highest octave like she could. She was an exception and was regarded as being the best in the world.
Mina bengithi uEna Zucks uyena obe umculi ophambili iJalmani, intombi yeJalmani kunabantu bonke emhlabeni.
I thought it would be Anna Zutz, a German singer who was renowned, famous throughout the whole world.
Abadala bazomkhumbula.
The older generation would remember her.
Wake wafika la eMgungundlovu.
She once came to Pietermaritzburg.
Uma sebephuma amanye amangisi.
As the audience left, some of the English people, one of the English persons
said,
"This
is the greatest day of my life."
Wathi, "Usuku oluphambili impilo yami yonke lolu."
Akukaze kube usuku olukhulu kangaka.
Never has there been so great a day.
Why say to munye, "Oh no, that wasn't the greatest day. The greatest day was when the royal family, the king, came to Pietermaritzburg."
Omunye wambamba wathi cha, usuku oluphambili kunazo zonke kwaba uma kufika inkosi noma indlovukazi eMgungundlovu. At the time it was the king of those of that previous generation who was the father of the present queen of England. But you wouldn't know that
only the languages won't understand.
Abasha ngeke baqonde noma ezinye izilimi.
Ayike le ntombazana,
this girl,
igama lakhe beku Whitney,
was Whitney
Houston.
Houston.
Ubecula.
She sang fantastically.
Ubecula kwayeni lamaBaptisti.
She sang in the beginning in a Baptist church choir.
Ubephilele inkosi.
Living for the Lord.
Eshumayeli ivangeli ngomculo.
And spread the gospel through song.
Kodwa uma isekhula khula.
But as she began to get a bit older, she began to look in this direction and that direction and looked at the world. Till the TV people arrived.
TV na,
asking whether she could perform on TV.
Wavuma.
She agreed.
Wahamba wayocula khona.
There she went off to sing there.
Umsakazi wayekhuluma naye.
The presenter spoke to her.
Emnoma.
Praising her. Flattering her. And she became world famous.
Umsakazi wathi, "Hey, amehlo akho mahle."
The presenter said, "Your eyes are sparkling. Such pure, beautiful eyes." As a girl who's A girl who is pure, doesn't matter who she is, if she's pure, a virgin, there's a sparkle in her eyes recognizable by all. She doesn't need makeup. And so this presenter said, it's the first time I see such purity. Such beauty. It is a very rare thing to come across a person so beautiful and pure. Your beauty has a radiance about it. Like a holy saint.
And
poison entered into Whitney through this.
And
so the love of the world entered into her. And so she was enticed by the fashions of the world, the things that the world considered as beauty. They began to enter into her. Just as Judas Iscariot, the poison that entered into him was incremental. It came in little by little. Till eventually she stopped going to church, stopped singing in the church
choir.
Loving the world. For Jesus said, love, a person who loves the world is at enmity with God. So it infiltrated into her little by little these things. In the beginning, she would walk around with the Bible, sharing. Sharing with people of the world and with boys. Finally, she was far from the Lord. And after a few weeks, this love of the opposite sex came in.
Watanda ukungenwa iphunga ledakamizwa.
And there was the suspicion of drug use. Slowly but surely, the world penetrated till she fell completely.
njengayizolo omunye umhlophe okhokhela abantu ukuze benze la beze college waxoxa ngabantu ababili abebese college baze bagxotshwe la ikhaya athi omunye wabo usaphila kodwa omunye usengenwe ingculaza edlula la njengokuba nabona ebusuku.
And one of the sponsors, those who were here yesterday, one of the sponsors of two graduates remarked yesterday how the one graduate she had supported had AIDS by the time she graduated. Met with a person. A handsome, nicely built young man. Had an affair.
Isigcino washada naye.
And then married him.
Saqhuba ke izinto ngelikhulu ijubane. From bad to worse.
But she went from bad to worse.
Shone phansi.
On the way down. Her whole life.
Impilo yakhe yonakala.
Her life was spoiled.
Wangenwa leso sifo waguga ngelanga.
And this disease then got hold of her and she got old very quickly.
Wafa esemusha.
Died young.
Eneminyaka nje engamashumi amane no 8.
Died very young, was just 48.
With 48 years she died. Wahamba indlela kaJudas.
Followed the way of Judas.
Iscariot.
IBhayibheli
lithi ningamnika uSathane indawo.
The word says, do not give room to the devil. Now, a very long time ago, and if you have had some academics, you will remember the story of the horse in Troy.
The Trojan horse.
I think all of you probably know the story. It was the Greeks.
Kutwa makriki. Aye lwaneti lopo elalibizwa ngokuthi Troya.
We're at war with a certain city called Troy. For 10 years, they were at war, battling against the city of Troy. But the Greek soldiers failed to conquer them. Till finally, they realized we won't conquer them. We need to use some cunning plan to be victorious. And so they built a huge, beautiful looking horse. But It had a secret wooden door in the stomach.
Batata masosha abo bawafakeswini sehashi.
So they put their soldiers into the stomach of the horse of into this horse.
Bangena phakathi. This
huge wooden horse was on wheels and had to be pulled.
Lelo dilopo namhlanje libizwa ukuthi Athene.
Today that city is called
Athenes.
Athens at that time Athenaeus.
Bathi balakhele is Tikokazi, Sase Athenes.
Artemis. And so they were putting up an idol of a female goddess to Artemis.
Balleta Kuleli Dilopo Lase Troia.
And then they took this horse from their city to the city of Troy.
Batini nabasetroya sinikalesisipho esikhulu esithalelwe isithixokazi.
Saying we
besakhonza ithixo zabo
are offering you this beautiful horse, this huge horse, as an offering to the goddess Artemis, who they worshipped.
One
person,
a priest,
Laocoon, warned, said, be careful, the enemy has some aim in mind.
They
ignored the warning of this priest. They pulled the horse then to the city and said, you inhabitants, you citizens of Troy, here is our offering, our gift to you. And the inhabitants were so glad, they said, our enemies have given us such a huge prize. They opened the city doors in Troy. Pulled this big horse inside.
Saying,
behold, the spectacular beauty of this huge horse given to us by the Greeks. They boozed until everybody was drunk. They celebrated and they drank every manner of alcohol. That night, drunk, lying paralytic drunk, and drunk with their own wines, the soldiers crept out of the stomach of this wooden horse.
Kasukan ngumabantan ngumabantu agici maye sangweni avuli sango. Kanti phandle kwesango kukhona impi enkulu yamagliki.
And running towards the door, they killed everybody in sight. They opened the doors, and outside the doors was the encampment of the whole Greek army. They came in and destroyed the city. They destroyed every last relic that there was. Today there is nothing left of that city. It is utterly annihilated. You see, Satan comes with his cunning plans, and if you are not careful and watch, you will find that the enemy will come in, doesn't matter how high your position is. Satan has his cunning and his cunning plans.
Niyazi phela ukuthi amabhubesi ahlakaniphile.
You know how lions are clever?
Kuthwa amabhubesi ayeselambile ahlangana nomhlambi umhlambi
of cattle?
Buffaloes.
Of buffalo. When they are starving and the pride... When they are, the pride is hungry, the pride will then approach a herd of buffalo. But buffalo are also clever. And they encircle each other, and they put the youngest and the weakest in the middle of the circle. But lions, Lions have their tactics too, but despite that, they cannot penetrate a united front of these buffalo when they are encircling each other. The lions will prowl around and walk around the circle. And then
it is
said,
It is said,
one of the young buffalo males, in fear broke loose and ran off alone in no time at all. It was killed by the lions. They left the pack and they got hold of this youngster.
UNkulunkulu wathi eqaleni eBhayibheli akukuhle ukuthi umuntu abe yedwa. Uma eyedwa, awu mthole kalula.
God said it's not good that a person is alone, for if he is alone, he is easily harassed and troubled.
Ubusisiwe lo muntu ohleli emhlanganweni kwabangwele wabantu abaqotho. Abantu abathembekile enkosini ngoba bayisivikelo kuye njengabazali abaqotho. Abantwana bafuneki ukuhlukana nabazali ngoba abazali bayisambrela sazo.
Blessed is that one who stays in the company of God's saints and is protected by them, and like a child who stays under the covering of the parents, their protection, wanting to be with them.
Ungafani Judas Iscariot, ashiye abayishumi nanye aphuma aphutshuke.
Not like Judas Iscariot, the leaving the other 11 and going off and isolating.
Labangwele ozophumelela awunakugijima indawo ende phela indaba yakho.
I guarantee that if there's any one of you, you forsake the saints of the Lord, you will not succeed and you will not survive.
Kukhulunywa ngefellowship of the saints.
It is spoken of the fellowship of the saints.
Blessed is he who stays there. Get out.
You'll become the food of the roaring lions. But it's not just a single lion, a whole pride of lions, many of them. Let me end with this story. I was told once about the cunning of lions.
La kukhona amabhubezi inkomo ziyafakwa esibayeni.
If it is an area where there are known to be lions, the people put their cattle inside a kraal of protection. And there's no way for the lions to penetrate this fence to get at the meat. So you know what the tactic of the lions then is? They check the wind direction. If it's coming from the south or from the north, they will go to the place from which the wind is blowing. And so they will go to the other side of the kraal where the wind is blowing, perhaps from the south, to blow towards the
kraal.
When they're there, they break wind.
Umoya uthatha leliphunga elibi.
And this
lilitsa spayeni inkomo ziphakathi spayeni zithola lezi iphunga uma sezizwa lezi iphunga ziyasangana.
When the cattle smell this coming with the wind from the lions, they go crazy with fear.
Nelele phansi yovuka manje ngenyawo enye igijima ibhekele enye igijima ibhekele enye egijimeni silimaza enye inkomo kuthi nje kuphithiza phithiza baze bangena odongeni babulale isibaya. Indonga uma sokufa isibaya seziyaphuma we litekiwe itafula lamabhubezi. Sokufa inkomo eyiningi.
Even those cattle that are lying comfortably on the ground will stand up in terror. And then the cows begin to run around in a crazed manner till they break their own protection. And then, of course, it's a feast for the lions.
That's the biggest feast.
Gwitili elikhulu.
Zizodla zisuthe zizilale phansi sesikhumbile. Sathi ah usalithola idile elihle.
They will eat till they can eat no more, just through their smell going with the wind towards them.
Bazalwane,
cattle. Brethren,
onendlebe yokuzwa kezwe.
Let the one who has an ear to hear listen.
Uma usathane kusuzela, musu kudidwa ikona, usanganiswa ikona, uzogwinya, uzokuthola.
If Satan breaks wind, and you smell his smell, don't be terrorized.
UJudas walithola iphunga.
Judas got that smell.
Nilzwile iphunga.
You've heard about it.
Intombazane ibicula.
That girl who sang
Emelika.
In America.
Yathola iphunga.
She got the smell
lebhubezi.
Of the lions.
Ithola iphunga lezwe.
The smell of the world.
Yadideka.
Got confused.
Isigcino.
Till finally.
Waba seswini sengonyama.
She was.
Wafa eno 48. Ebulawe ingculaza.
In the stomach.
Intombi emsulwa.
Of those lions, dying at just 48 years of age. She was once.
Kaphelisisani bazalwane. Kaphelisisani makholwa. Uma ningakwenzi. No shesham pumenteleni. Usatani. Uzo shabum koses hokwini. Arme mezo hallelujah es hokwini. Ngawe.
She was once a pure girl, but look what happened to her. You be careful. Christians, be aware. Be on your guard. Otherwise, Satan and the demons in hell will rejoice because of your fall.
Uma ungakwenzi lokho,
if you don't do
ulizwisise izwi lenkosi, linda uthandaze.
Listen to the word of the Lord, watch and pray.
USatan uzokuthola kalula sizakale ngawe. Uphoseke emgodini, ukhohle ukuthi uzophuma kanjani kulo mgodi.
Satan will get hold of you and you'll find yourself in a hole where you see it's impossible to get out. Through your being a Pharisee, your lies, you become a Judas Iscariot of this era. Is that understandable? I've tried with the word of the Lord to try and help you, to try and illustrate for you. Children, have you heard? Blessed is the one who has an ear to hear.
Agcine futhi.
And keep it.
Ukuze ungabi yinto kaSatan.
That you wouldn't be the plaything of the devil, of Satan.
Namhla siyakhuluma ngale ntombi yaseMelika yomculo.
Today we speak of that girl from America, that beautiful, pure girl at one time. We speak about those who lived in Troy. Be on your guard. That you wouldn't have such a thing happen to you too. That you wouldn't end in such a manner. Rather say, Lord, have mercy on me. Be gracious to me.
I stand up.
Shall we pray? Lord Jesus,
we
call upon you and we ask you to be gracious to us that we wouldn't have that smell of the lions influencing us. Bewitched by them.
Omunye abe ukudla kaSatan.
Till a person becomes food for the lions.
Aphaphame ingonyama isigijima yehla yenyuka emhlabeni.
Till they in the lion's stomach up and down this world.
Eseswini esehlafunwa ese
chewed by the devil, locked into the very stomach of Satan, the roaring lion. Help us, O Lord. So that even if they feel it's impossible to get out, like Jonah in the stomach of that great fish, till he cried out in repentance that even heaven heard and caused the fish to spew him out on the beach. Be gracious to us, O Lord, in your mercy and grace, by the conviction of your Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Amen.